Conrad Elvium, born in McFarland, Wisconsin. In 1937, he identified vitamin B3, previously unknown until Conrad Elvium found it. I know nothing about biochemistry, but allegedly this is the distillation column he used back in his lab in the 1930s. He eventually became the president of UW-Madison in 1958, and his name was on the art museum on campus up until just a few years ago when the Chazens gave $20 million and they renamed it the Chazen. But we still remember him, brilliant scientist and UW faculty member. Believe it or not, I almost forgot this guy. Gaylord Nelson was born in Clear Lake, Wisconsin, to a Norwegian-American family, and here we probably remember him most as a politician. He was elected to the Senate back in 1948, and then he served as governor of Wisconsin from 62 to 81, so quite a while. And as a politician, he's remembered for his activism to regulate the pharmaceutical industry. His so-called Nelson pill hearings resulted in side effect disclosures being put in with birth control pills, something that had never been done until he insisted on that. But I think probably the rest of the world remembers him best as the man who founded Earth Day back in 1970, and he has since been inducted in the Wisconsin Conservation Hall of Fame. Now, we can't really talk about influential Norwegian Americans if we don't mention this man, Rasmus B. Anderson. He was born in Wisconsin in 1846, so pretty early, before we were a state. He was an instructor at Albion Academy, which was the first co-ed institution of higher learning here in Wisconsin. And then he went on to found the Scandinavian Studies Department at UW-Madison. He was a translator, he was a writer. Of all the books he wrote, my absolute favorite is called America, Not Discovered by Columbus. And because he insisted that Vikings were in North America before Christopher Columbus got here, he is often credited with establishing Leif Erikson Day, which incidentally is on October 9th every year, usually just a few days before Columbus Day. So Anderson was also a businessman. He was a diplomat. He served as the ambassador to Denmark, actually, during the Grover Cleveland administration. There are 16 schools in Wisconsin who have the Vikings as their mascot. Obviously, I didn't put all 16 of them on this slide because they pretty much all look the same, but it's a pretty popular mascot here. DeForest also is known as the Norskies rather than a Viking. Whitehall is known as the Norse. Westby, they're the Norsemen. So even after all of these years, these Norwegian American communities are still appreciating this legacy, this history in their communities by using a mascot that's so overtly Scandinavian. There are a number of Scandinavian festivals here in Wisconsin still that are held nearly every year. I'm sure I'm missing a bunch. Some of these are pan-Scandinavian, so they include Danes and Swedes in them as well. But some of them are exclusively Norwegian, like the 17th of May celebrations in Stoughton and Westby. Those are just to celebrate Norwegian heritage. Have you been to a lutefisk dinner? You've probably heard of them, even if you've never been to one. They're often held as fundraisers for Lutheran churches or Sons of Norway lodges. They're usually in the fall, so you know, be watching for them. They'll be announcing them soon. The Sons of Norway Lodge in Stoughton, actually, if you want to get on their email list, they have a lutefisk dinner announcement calendar that goes out so you can track all of the different ones and make sure you hit them all so you don't miss any. This is actually these pictures are from a couple of years ago. It's me and two of my kids at the lutefisk dinner at the Lutheran Church in DeForest. This year it's on November 8th, so mark your calendars. They will serve over 1,000 people. Last year, I think they did 1,300 dinners that Saturday. So they will sell out. Get your tickets as soon as possible. You might miss it. You may miss the lutefisk. And if you're wondering, did my kids like it? My son probably ate 3 pounds of lutefisk. It was absolutely insane. He absolutely loves it. My daughter, whose name is Lena, not so much. But my son adored it. So I took this picture here during Setnamai in Stoughton one year. 10,000 people descend on Stoughton that weekend to celebrate Norwegian heritage. The event is full of Norwegian-American organizations who are gathering to celebrate their heritage. So I made a list of all the ones I could think of, the different clubs and museums and cultural centers here in Wisconsin that are specifically dedicated to Norwegian heritage. I probably missed some, but I know I could list more if I was listing some other groups from Iowa and Minnesota and North Dakota. And if I listed all the ones that no longer exist, it would be one heck of a list. So we're a very proud group, we Norwegian Americans, and we have quite a legacy here in Wisconsin and throughout the country, really, not just here. And we all show our pride in different ways, and I don't really know if I could have come up with a more Norwegian Wisconsin image than this one. If you're driving around rural Dane County and you see a barn quilt on the end of a barn with a Norwegian flag on it, that's where I live. So these are my cows, and this is our barn. If you would like to learn more about the Norwegian American Genealogical Center, our website is here, our email address is here. We'd love to hear from you. We can help you discover more about your Norwegian ancestry. We offer Norwegian language classes, genealogy classes, translation services. We'd love to see you if there's anything we can help you with. So thank you very much for having me today.